Good morning, Commissioner. Tell me about Erie County's new Ranger program and the goals in terms of how the program relates to safety and education.
Well, the program, we're lucky enough to get the program instituted as of July 1st this year. The Erie County Executive and Erie County Legislature approved three positions, one supervising ranger and two park rangers we're blessed with. So halfway through the year, we got these three new positions, and that's how it started. We're bringing the park ranger program back. I worked with our personnel office to rewrite the specifications for these job titles to be more comprehensive to the kind of qualified people we're looking for here in Erie County Parks.
More specifically, how does the Ranger program help to improve safety in areas like the Eternal Flame Trail at Chestnut Ridge Park, where we've seen so many accidents this year?
Well, you remember they just started here as of July 1st. They actually came aboard late July, and their job is ever-evolving. But they're already deeply involved with a lot of safety aspects, not only at the Eternal Flame, but at other parks throughout Erie County. These three park rangers will report to Chestnut Ridge Park and then go anywhere within Erie County. We have about 10,000 acres, so they could be in any of our forestry lands, parks, golf courses, et cetera, beaches. But Eternal Flame specifically, they've already started guided tours. We did a kind of a soft opening, just discussing with them. They have great environmental backgrounds, ecology, geology. So they've started some guided tours along the Eternal Flame walk to the Eternal Flame, which will just generally help the public not only stand some of the safety components about staying on the trail and designated trails, but also the Eternal Flame itself, some of the things a lot of people that visited may not know. So just bringing in another whole level and another layer of expertise to Erie County Parks and certainly offering that to the public.
And when we talk about the safety along the Eternal Flame Trail, I'm sure they do add some sort of safety aspect. Is there any other measures being taken to improve safety there?
Well, they absolutely do. Just by the physical presence of them, separate from the guided tours, they make it a habit to check in there a couple times a day or through the weekend and walk to the Eternal Flame Trail to make sure things are as they should be. So I just think by having that general presence, it will go a long way. Also, obviously, with trail safety, there's additional signs. We've put additional maps. We've created as many safety-related aspects to a wilderness area with a deep ravine as we possibly can. So we think we've done everything in our power, and we continue to strive. Safety is number one. But to be honest, as long as you use common sense when you're visiting our park areas and follow the posted rules and regs, there's a high probability everything will be fine.
When you talk about that trail, though, this was really the first year I recall hearing about so many accidents and sadly the one fatal accident. Has something changed, maybe due to weather or some other circumstances, or is this just the first time we've really focused on it?
It's absolutely not the first time we've had some incidences at the Eternal Flame. It's this year has been the worst year in my short time here, but certainly talking with some people who've been with the park system for a while saying the same thing. I think it has a lot to do with a false sense of security. It's in Orchard Park. What could be wrong? It also has to do with kind of a victim of our own success. There's absolutely more people going to the Eternal Flame now than at any other time before. So with thousands of more people attending that area and visiting that area during the course of a year, obviously there's an increase in probability that things potentially can go wrong.
So where does the Ranger program go from here?
We're excited. We're excited for the Park Ranger program in general. I think the layer that it brings us certainly is helping already, but down the road we're looking to maybe add some Park Rangers, and with each passing year this program will not only help people with compliance, but also just provide that educational background and support. And these three individuals will go to peace officer training, so they will have an abridged version of police PARs within Erie County Parks, so we're excited about that.
Thank you so much, Commissioner Troy Schinzel.
Absolutely.